In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
Happy Monday, everybody. I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Yes, I'm back. Thank you, Andy, for filling in last week as I was gone on vacation. I really appreciate it very much. Did a great job and had some great text messages and emails from folks. So, Andy, thank you very much. I do appreciate that very much. Today, Pearl Harbor Day as well. We want to make sure that we don't forget this day, a day that lives in infamy. Make sure that we remember all that happened. I saw several things posted on Facebook today, social media, about Pearl Harbor Day, but I will tell you this, not near as many as I should have seen, to be honest with you. It seems like we have gotten so busy with COVID and everything that revolving around that we have forgotten about Pearl Harbor Day. So yes, today, December 7th, 1941, was a day that will live in infamy, and yes, it will, because it was a day that we were attacked. By the way, just as a side note, we were not in that war at that point in time. Not sure we were going to enter the war at that time. I'm not a history buff, but Charlie, I don't know that if the Japanese hadn't attacked us, I'm not sure we actually would have gone to war then. And if so, it would have been in a much different capacity. And I think one of the, again, I'm not a history buff, folks. If I'm wrong in what I'm saying, somebody can correct me. But I believe there was a particular Japanese general that said something along the lines of, I fear we have awoken a sleeping giant. And yes, indeed, they did, because as it all turned out, we, of course, won that war. And by the way, saved, I believe, thousands and thousands of lives in doing so and entering the war and doing what we did in World War II. And that was the Greatest Generation. So thank you. There's not too many of those folks left this day and age, but we want to say thank you to all of those and even the families of those that were affected by that. In fact, our entire country was affected by that back then. Our country was never the same. So we'll talk more about that maybe as the day goes on here. But don't forget Pearl Harbor Day today. Colorado Gives Day also is today. That's a day where in a lot of cases your donation, if you give to particular charities and go through the Colorado Gives website, those particular donations will be multiplied. So it's something to think about if you're thinking this time of the year of doing something special for those less fortunate. I would encourage you to use the Colorado Gives page to actually make that happen. Question of the day today, the impossible question of the day. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. In a year, so in 1 year's time, the average person walks 4 miles doing this. There is a hint, it's a chore. So the average person walks 4 miles doing this. I'm going to say take out the trash. For some, that may be more than others, but I would bet that in a year's time, if you think about where you have to go to actually take the trash out, some have to go, you know, outside, or you go around the house, or you go down the street, or you go wherever. I mean, it depends on how you live and where you live and how that works. But I'm going to say the average person walks 4 miles a year taking out the trash. Thoughts, Charlie? Oh, Charlie says vacuuming. Ooh, not bad. Not bad. Anyways, there's some food for thought. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. The average person walks 4 miles a year doing this. Digital driver's license, by the way, I did read this while I was on vacation. Wanted to bring you up to speed here. This is something that was brought to my attention a while back. You can now get a digital driver's license. It's an app that goes on your phone. There's some ways that happens on your phone, but the State Patrol is now starting to use, or I should say utilize, those digital IDs. You still have to carry your driver's license with you, but they are starting to use those, mainly because it keeps the traffic stop to a minimum and protects them as they're on the side of the road. So just something to think about. John in Cheyenne, what's going on?
Hey, John. Welcome back.
Hey,
brother.
Thanks, sir. How are you? Missed you.
Hey, I missed you guys, too. I don't know who told you Andy did a good job. It was so-so. You know, I You know he's listening, and I got to give him a hard time.
That's good. He is listening, so good. Good for you, John.
He did give me a hard time last week when I called.
That's good.
The quote you're talking about was from Admiral Yamamoto.
Yamamoto, that's what I thought. Okay.
And he said, "I fear we have awoke a sleeping giant and filled him with a great resolve."
Yep, and they did.
And well, you know, the funny thing is, if you read that, we just declared war on Japan, and half of the hierarchy of the Nazi Party tried to convince Hitler not to declare war on us because they knew they didn't want to get in a war with the United States industrial machine.
Right.
And a lot of people in this country said, ignore Europe, let the Germans and the Russians
beat
themselves out.
Right.
And we didn't. If you look, we pretty much ignored Japan and the Pacific Theater to win Europe first. And we could have let the Russians and the Germans bloody themselves for years and just finished Japan in a couple of years had we not decided. And that was Roosevelt. That was his choice. He decided that we were going to go to Europe first.
And do you think some of that, you know, and I don't know the minds of everything going on back then, but do you think some of that was because of Great Britain?
Yeah, it was. Part of it was because of Great Britain. Part of it was because Roosevelt, and I know some people are going to call and hate me on this, was a socialist. Anybody who tells you he was not is wrong, because if you look in 1945 and 46, Truman pretty much fired everybody that worked for Roosevelt
right.
when he took over
right.
because they were all socialists. And he wanted us to get in that war and be buddies with Stalin and the Soviet Union because he was just a big, lovable bear. And Truman realized he wasn't. He was a bad guy, which he was. But a lot of the push came from the Roosevelt administration to go and help Europe to make it socialist.
Mm.
That was part of it. And, you know, that's a little deep in the weeds. I'm a history major by, you know, that's what I was.
No, and you know me, John, I'm a car major. I'm not a history major, yeah. So I appreciate that very much.
So, you know, that's a little deep in the weeds. But if you look, there was also a lot of thought, and it's the conspiracy theory side, that they let Japan attack us to get us into the war.
Mm.
Because there were reports that it was coming, it was coming, it was coming. And the only thing is, and you have to ask yourself, why were the carriers?
Yeah, why were the aircraft carriers not there?
Okay. It's because the aircraft was under the command of a legend, Bull Halsey, Admiral Halsey.
Right.
And he had taken him out for maneuvers. He was training for war because he knew it was coming.
He knew it was coming. Interesting.
And if you look at it, Secretary of the Navy fired everybody after Pearl Harbor, all the command staff at mm-hmm. Pearl Harbor. He had to. But technically, Roosevelt should have relieved him and fired him, and he didn't. So that's another thing that people look at and say, well, you know, why didn't the Secretary of the Navy, who was overall in charge, get canned? Well, he was a Roosevelt crony for decades.
Yeah, some of that stuff never changes, does it, John?
No, I can't remember who said it. Those who do not learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Yes.
And we're doing it over and over and over again. But as long as you guys are keeping your shutdown, I was in Laramie on Saturday, and there are a lot of Colorado plates parked up here.
I am sure there is. That does not surprise me. As a side note, that was the best thing about being gone out of town, John, is the fact that, you know, especially in Texas, I mean, it's just a different world there than it is here.
Well, I'm assuming then by you saying Texas, you went to see your brother.
Yes,
I hope he's doing well.
Yeah, he's doing great.
Great. That's your Christmas miracle right there.
Winston Churchill, by the way, is the one who said, "Those who fail to learn from history are condemned to repeat it."
Thank you. I knew it was somebody important. I just couldn't remember who off the top of my head.
No, you're fine. So. No, again, just as a side note, and again, I haven't seen much posted today about it, but, you know, today is Pearl Harbor Day, something that we should not, you know, that and 9/11 both, we should not forget. And I think there's those on the left that would just as soon forget both of them.
Have you gone on all your trips to Hawaii, gone to Pearl?
Oh, yeah. Well, every time I've been on Oahu, yes.
Okay, and I go, the last time I went was in 15, after they moved to Missouri there. Have you been there since they moved to Missouri there?
Yes.
And did you go on the tour of the Missouri?
It's awesome.
Oh, well, my dad was on the Missouri during the Korean War.
Okay.
So I had to go see it just because. But I love the spot that they cut out and set up to show, this is where the Japanese surrendered.
That's right.
And that is so great.
No, that is one of those tours where if anybody ever gets a chance and you end up there, you have to go to Oahu to go to Pearl Harbor. You have to do that.
Yeah, you go as early as you can in the morning.
That's right.
And be prepared to spend the whole day.
Just have a day out there.
Also the Pacific Museum, where they've got all the planes and stuff too.
It's one of those deals, John, where you can't go that far and not do that.
And if you don't, maybe you're a crazy liberal.
Well, you'd have to wonder, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would. Hey, John, welcome back.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, John. Have a great afternoon. Appreciate the phone call. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere, folks. We will talk to Jared Stepman here at the 3:30 mark, but I want to say a special thanks again to Andy for filling in last week. I do appreciate it very much. Purifoy Chevrolet, by the way, got some good news while I was out of town. My new C8 Corvette is actually in, and we are going to leave that at Purifoy Chevrolet for, well, a while. We're not sure exactly how long, but it's out there. If you want to go by and actually see what a new C8 Corvette looks like and talk to the guys and the gals that are out there and even look at buying a different vehicle for yourself, because mine's not for sale, of course, but you're welcome to do that. You can go by and actually see my car while you're there as well. And we're going to leave it out there just for that very reason. Any of you that want to see a C8 Corvette up close, you're more than welcome to do that, and that's why it is there. Go by Purifoy Chevrolet. Find them at purifoychevrolet.com or 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. You know, being in business for 6 decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor. But once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purifoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purifoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
Al Smith, Golden Eagle Financial. And as we end the end of the year, getting close to the end of the year, I should say, this year is ending 2020, which some of you would say is great. Others would say, hey, it wasn't so bad after all. All of us have a different opinion on that. The bottom line, though, is you still need a plan for 2021 and beyond. And for some of you that are maybe getting up to the point where retirement's not that far away, you need to be thinking about how do I get there and how do I stay there? That's where Al Smith comes into play. Give Al a call today at 303-744-1128. He is a financial advisor and find him at klzradio.com.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, Barber's Foods is next, folks. And I got a message from Greg this morning. He's going to join us, by the way, this Wednesday. But there are a ton of great Christmas gift ideas. In fact, those of you that are on the business side of it looking for some corporate gifts, they can help you out there as well. But folks, they've got it all. They can get gifts for, you know, somebody where you just want to do something for someone in the family, or you want to do something for your employees, or however you want to do it. They've got lots of gift boxes for you, everything from Wagyu beef to the Beeler family Christmas morning breakfast gift box. You name it, they've got it all, and they'll get it to you. Free shipping on all new orders in December. That's the deal of the month. And again, we're going to have Greg on with us this particular Wednesday. But hey, it's a great shopping idea. And then not only that, remember, they can also fill your prime rib needs for Christmas Day as well. Find them at barbersfoods.com. That's Barbers with an S, barbersfoods.com.
It's nearly Christmas, and Barber's Foods has some great gift options for corporate giving or for your family members. Their Surf and Turf gift box features three whole Alaskan sockeye fillets, four Morgan Ranch Wagyu ribeye steaks, and two tenderloin steaks. They also have many excellent Wagyu steak gift boxes with ribeye steaks, tenderloin steaks, flat irons, T-bones, and tri-tip sirloin roasts. They've recently added their Beeler Family Christmas Morning Breakfast gift box, which includes the best-tasting non-GMO natural bacon, sausages, brats, and hams found in the country. For the hard to shop, they offer gift cards that you can buy at barbersfoods.com and print at home for easy delivery. It's their Colorado-owned and operated company mission to connect you to the families that raise the food they source. They look forward to serving you the best quality meats found from families they know personally. For December, on all new orders, shipping is free. Visit barbersfoods.com, discount code BEEF.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
But ultimately, it comes down to one thing, and the president said it best, real simple. If you don't vote, if Loeffler and Perdue don't win, socialism and communism will win. It's inconceivable to me that people wouldn't want to move heaven and earth to help get Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue in the Senate.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And again, I will admit that while I was on vacation, I did a very minimal amount of research and looking at news and websites and things along those lines. I just, for once, typically, I do some of those things on vacation, but I didn't this time. I just did my own thing and didn't pay much attention to what was going on in the news. Although I did see and did keep up on some of the COVID stuff. Why? Because it really, it's affecting everything around the world, not just here in the U.S., but literally around the world. Some are, you know, some countries, let me say this correctly, are doing different things when it comes to restrictions and so on. But Joe sent me this while I was on vacation. I thought this was worth mentioning. The EU, European Union, has a population that's 33% greater than that of the U.S., 447 million versus about 330 million. Yet, despite their long-standing draconian COVID restrictions, like having to wear a mask while walking down the street or riding your bike, their cumulative number of deaths exceeds that of the U.S. by almost 50%, 405,000 versus 280. And their rate of death is accelerating at a rate far greater than that of the U.S. So the question remains, do those draconian COVID restrictions actually work? And I'm going to tell you, no, folks, they don't. We've been talking about this now since February, early March, however long it's been. Frankly, it was nice to go on vacation and really not think about some of those things for a change. But the reality is, no, those draconian measures don't make any difference. The mask wearing doesn't make any difference. Being a mask Nazi doesn't make any difference. I've come to the conclusion, and I've said this before on air, but I'll keep saying it, that I believe those that are going to get it are going to get it. Those that aren't, aren't. It's just as simple as that. I don't know any other way to put it and how to be any more blunt than that. I feel like if you're going to get it, you're going to get it. If you're not, you're not. And know the draconian measures at the end of the day don't help any of us. In fact, I will continue to say that it is hurting more than that it's helping. And I really mean that sincerely. It's hurting businesses that are not able to you know, withstand the restrictions. It's literally killing them. Bill in Boulder, you're next.
Hey, John, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, sir.
Hope it was a good time
away. It was very good, actually.
While you were gone, too, I actually happened to listen to the Crawford Roundtable podcast with you and Bob.
Thank
and
you.
A couple of the other fellows. That's really an hour very well spent. I encourage all of the listeners who don't listen to it.
Thank you for saying that, Bill. I appreciate that. It's a little different hour. We really just sort of dive into some different subjects, and it's not just me talking. You're getting a difference, and we don't always agree. That's the other thing about the roundtable I think is great, is we all four don't always agree.
Totally. I really love the free form that you guys are following that. I think it was great.
Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to put a bug in your ear real quick, not about COVID, but about Georgia. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine yesterday, and he was saying, excuse me, catch my breath here. He was saying he kind of hopes that maybe, you know, the Democrats do pick up the Senate vis-a-vis Georgia, and that way the American public can really see how crazy or what crazy really looks like.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're almost like to coin his phrase, we're kind of like the frog in the boiling pot
right.
of water. And we really don't sense how crazy it's getting around us. But
is that really because, what we want to, I mean, I have a hard time. I have
I
a
know.
Hard time buying into that mentality.
I do too. It's kind of an all or nothing thing, but I mean, I get where he was coming from. It's just like, I'm not sure if people really understand.
You know,
how bad
and where I,
out there.
And maybe I'm, or let me ask you this, Bill, let me put it this way. Do you think, I mean, that's sort of like saying you really don't care much about COVID and what's going on with it and the shutdowns and so on. If you're one of those businesses that's essential, that's always going to be there no matter what, you really don't care about the restaurant owner down the street that just lost everything because you're safe and sound and it's no big deal. I feel like when people make those statements, they're coming from a realm where, you know, it really doesn't matter how much of the country goes to hell in a handbasket because they're going to be just fine. But, you know, who cares about everybody else? To me, that's what that statement says.
You know, it's something that he's a pretty considered and reasoned person. He's actually fought for his country in combat. And, you know, he's an honest taxpaying citizen. He's a good conservative. And I think he made that statement out of just the level of frustration that he's seeing coming from the left and the manipulation that's going on, you know, of the government, and also some of the complacency that we see from the right. I mean, the deep state is alive and well, and I think we see a lot of that. I think there's been a lot of complicity in this. I mean, you look at Bill Barr, he's just sitting on his hands, not doing anything, as an example. You know, and it seems like it's just we've allowed ourselves to be taken advantage of. And I get where he's coming from. It's like, well, maybe that's the last thing that's left is for it to get totally crazy for the rest of the patriots actually to say, hey, this is not right. And you know, it's time that we finally do something about it. And, you know, all the rhinos that are kind of sitting on the bench, you know, either fish or cut bait. So I get where he's coming from, and I just kind of wanted to throw that out there and interject that into, like you know, kind of the stream of thought, because it is an interesting angle, and it's one
no,
I
No, it is.
It's
it, I, and I get where, I mean, I guess I could see where he's coming from, although, boy, I mean, on the same token, Bill, if we get so far, and maybe he doesn't
True.
Have this fear. I do, though. If we get so far in a particular direction, can you ever get the pendulum to swing back the other way is my question.
Well, the old saying, right, is that, you know, you vote your way into socialism and you fight your way out.
Right.
So
I just don't know that so I, as a citizen
slope.
Right now, want to have to fight my way back out of that if we don't have to.
You know, and the other thing, too, that just occurred to me is after a summer of, you know, all of the protests and civil unrest, if that didn't wake people up to what's going on.
Right.
And then, you know, the manipulation in the election, too. I mean, that should be another clarion call that, hopefully people are, you know, turning off the television and, you know, tuning out of, you know, Dancing with the Stars or whatever enough to pay attention to the Republic that, you know, Franklin warned us, you know, it's yours if you can keep it.
Well, and I would also say, and we're going to talk about this a little bit with Jared Stepman when he comes on in a moment, Bill, is also the level of hypocrisy that we're now seeing coming out of a lot of, I hate to call politicians leaders because I don't look at them as leaders. I look at them as elected officials and politicians. But you look at the level of hypocrisy that's coming out of the people that we elect to office, you know, our own Mayor Hancock here in our own state, and we've got others around the country that, you know, basically did the very same thing that he did. You know, tell everybody else to stay home, but you can go do whatever you want to. I mean, you've got to wonder if people are not looking at that and saying, wait a minute, you guys are all a bunch of hypocrites.
Absolutely. I think what it is, John, because you and I feel that way, and I'm sitting here thinking, what is there to do? You can write a letter to your elected official. There you go. But what does that actually get you? So I get the level of frustration I think that people collectively are starting to feel. It's like, what can we do? You know, we exercised our right to vote, and look where that got us.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So
it's, well, and you know, and that's where this other particular, you know, gentleman and his belief on, you know, maybe the best thing to do is to lose it and just see what happens next, so we don't go back that direction again. You know, maybe he's right. And I'll tell you what, though, Bill, and I do believe this: if they don't get after it in Georgia, they're not going to win it.
No, absolutely not.
They got to get after it.
Same thing. It'll be a repeat of just like the Trump campaign. You know?
Yes. Yeah. They got to get after it. Exactly. So I'm not in Georgia. I'm not a voter in Georgia. But Bill, I'm going to tell you right now that they got to get after it. I mean, I don't think it's a slam dunk for them, and they're going to have to get hustling.
Oh, absolutely not. Because, you know, the money's, you know, all that money that went against Trump is now, you know, going against
that's right,
Loeffler and Purdue down there.
That's right.
So you're
that's
absolutely
right.
And
by the way, no offense, sure, not throwing stones, but they're not two stellar candidates by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I mean, look at Cory Gardner.
I don't know if you guys talked about that at all, or if Andy talked about that at all last week, but we are not talking stellar candidates in Georgia.
No, not, and that's why we're all nervous, right?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, the candidates on the other side are pretty atrocious, but, you know, yeah, these two are, they're probably rhinos when you get right down to it. That's a big part of the problem. And I know you've talked about this ad nauseum on your program, too. Just the state of the Republican Party here in Colorado. I mean, here and there are good people, but there's no concerted effort to really bring the message forth and say, hey, look, nope, we were once a red state. Lots of red people still in this state.
That's right.
Let's take the state back.
We got organized.
You know, these aren't the values.
That's right. Where we do need to have solid leadership, not politicians, but leadership that will actually rally the troops, yes, and make something happen and not be a politician. And sometimes, Bill, leadership means you say things everybody doesn't particularly care for, but you still get the job done at the end of the day.
Absolutely. I mean, look at General Patton, right?
Yeah. Well, and what I mean by that is sometimes somebody needs to come along and say, you know, and I'll use your name, you know, Bill, maybe you're not the best candidate for this particular area of the state. Maybe you'd make up, you know, maybe you'd be a better candidate someplace else, and we need to talk about that. But right now, you know, Pete over here is a much better candidate, or Sally is a much better candidate than you are, Bill. Somebody in this state needs to make those tough calls. And frankly, Bill, I don't think we do any of that.
No, I don't think we do either. And, you know, I think a lot of it goes back to term limits. And, like, this isn't a career profession. You know, this is a service. And,
right,
you know, you come and you do your job and you leave. And
that's,
I think that's part of the problem, too.
Well said.
Contributing to this as well.
I'll leave it at that. Bill, it's always a joy talking to you. Thank you, sir, for calling.
Yes,
I do appreciate it. Have a great afternoon. Let's do this. American National Insurance is next. Paul Leuenberger, my agent, which, by the way, he would love to help you out with all of your insurance needs. I review it with him on a regular basis, and he will do the same thing for you and make sure that you've got the right insurance and saving the right amount of money at the same time. 303-662-0789. That's American National Insurance.
Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance will make you financially whole. Losing your home or vehicle in a disaster will leave an emotional impact, no matter how much insurance you buy, but it doesn't need to hurt you financially. John Rush personally knows homeowners who have ended up in bankruptcy because they didn't have proper insurance. Even after their houses were completely destroyed, they still had to make mortgage payments. Imagine trying to find a new place to live while still paying a mortgage on your old house, which no longer exists. The same thing has happened to vehicle owners who continue to make payments on totaled vehicles because they didn't have enough coverage to make them financially whole. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance, will make sure that even in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
Novus Auto Glass, and yes, folks, make sure you can see clearly. I'm reminded every time I get in the car and there's any bit of road glare, or, you know, sun glare, I should say, coming off of either cars in front of you or the sunshine itself. And in some cases, it could be the lights of the other car coming at you. If you cannot see well through your windshield, get that replaced today. Don't forget, they can calibrate that vehicle with that new windshield being installed as well, and they work with all insurance companies. So find a location near you. Go to rushtoreason.com/novus, and it's N-O-V-U-S.
Novus means innovate. And as the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus, N-O-V-U-S.
Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning. Make sure that your estate is in order. Again, as we get to the end of the year, things we start thinking about are what's going to happen in 2021, where do we want to be, what's happening in our life, our families, all those different things. And if you've had any kind of a life change event, you need to make sure that your estate is in order. Call Michael today at 720-394-6887 or find him at klzradio.com.
I am the ghost of Legal Present. I am the only benevolent spirit that matters to KLZ's mobile estate planner, Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law. Because your estate plan should describe your wishes as they are now, based on today's laws and the assets you currently possess. Once you've taken care of me, your friendly ghost of legal present at klzradio.com/estate, you may carry on with your everyday life, enjoying the peace of mind that I will never haunt your family's future.
Things are happening rapidly regarding the alleged presidential election fraud and vote irregularities. Kim Munson here. Tuesday, author and researcher Patty Kurgan will share her daily update on the latest in the presidential battleground states. Susan Kojivar, owner of the historic 88 Drive-In Theater, joins me in studio. New York Times bestselling author of The Election Heist, Kenneth Timmerman, predicted exactly what is happening in the 2020 election. Does he still think that Donald Trump will be victorious? Find out Tuesday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. We do appreciate it very much. Charlie's getting Jarrett rounded up. We're going to talk a little bit about the hypocrites in politics, like Gavin Newsom and others. Jarrett actually wrote a piece about that we're going to get him on and talk through. And again, folks, there is just so much junk when it comes to COVID and what's going on in different states and different areas. I literally could talk three straight hours. I won't, but we are going to continue to keep touching on some of these things. Why? Because it affects each and every one of us, no matter who's listening. Jarrett Stepman joining us now, Daily Signal. Jarrett, let's do talk about some of those hypocrites. I just mentioned it in our last segment, some of the hypocrites that are out there. We've got our own very own Denver Mayor Michael Hancock, who is one of those, and there's many others across the country.
Yeah, it's quite incredible. I think it's telling that a lot of these cases have happened, of course, in deep blue California. I mean, of course, most know about the infamous incident with Nancy Pelosi in a hair salon, but of course, we also had the governor of the state, Gavin Newsom, gathering with so-called friends at the French Laundry restaurant, which, even though I grew up in the Bay Area, there's no chance I would have ever been able to go to a very exclusive restaurant like French Laundry. Of course, he and his guests were all sitting no less than a few feet apart from each other around a table. Really kind of incredible stuff. And, of course, just a week later, the mayor of San Francisco was also caught gathering at the French Laundry restaurant. And, of course, in these instances, especially in the case of Gavin Newsom, his story about gathering with friends was only sort of true. It was really a high-powered lobbyist that he was gathering with. And I think, you know, look, we're seeing so many of these incidents take place around the country, especially these mayors and politicians from oftentimes big blue cities, most of them Democrats, who are extreme in their views about the lockdowns for regular people. But when it comes to their swamp slithering, there's a total double standard there. And it's pretty incredible, especially as these people say that they're the party of science, and they're waving their fingers as many Americans, especially those who are business owners, and Americans really across the board, are suffering through lockdowns that many times, I think, have become illogical, have become extreme, and really are destroying people's livelihoods.
Don't forget the Austin mayor, Steve Adler, who was recorded a video telling people to stay home while he was actually at his timeshare in Cabo, flying there on his private jet, by the way, also.
You know, I mean, you couldn't even get more ridiculous.
You can't make this stuff up, Jarrett.
You can't. This was actually in a Simpsons episode years ago. I mean, it's so ridiculous that it almost goes beyond belief. And the response in almost all these situations is, Well, whoops, that's too bad. But
I'm sorry. We're still looking out for the best of other people and blah blah blah. I'm so sick of hearing it. It's ridiculous.
I am too, and it's really incredible. I mean, look, especially when we're talking about the lockdowns that are starting to be put in place again. And I know there's a surge in cases. We're hitting the winter months. In some places, it is getting bad. But
let's make sure we clarify that too, though. I want to make sure that we stop and make sure everybody knows that we're on record saying the right things. It's still, though, Jared, if you look at the actual data, it's only bad for those that are most vulnerable. Yes, cases have surged. Yes, we have some deaths in certain areas that have surged. Here in Colorado, we're getting hit hard again in the nursing homes. And what we're not doing, though, Jared, and this is where all of these hypocrite leaders, I hate to call them leaders, they're not leaders, hypocrite politicians are failing, is we are not protecting those that are the most vulnerable, Jared.
I absolutely agree with that. And restrictions like shutting down restaurants, even the ones that have outdoor seating, I mean, I just have to think, especially if you are a restaurant owner that has had to go through so many hoops to keep their businesses open. I mean, I think everybody sees it. You have restaurants setting up outdoor seating, often at great expense. They're doing everything they can, and frankly, the idea that people are at high risk at outdoor seating, I think is a little bit ridiculous. The science, I don't think, backs that up.
No,
these restrictions are killing people's business, and I do urge people. There's an incredible video that's been actually going viral of a business owner, bar owner in Los Angeles,
yep,
who had her bar
saw
shut
that
down.
While the movie set, people are going on, right, not more than 20 yards away.
It's absolutely incredible, and it shows
it's a crime.
It really is.
It's a crime, Jared. That is a crime.
There's a different standard for the political class and the elite class than there is for just regular people trying to get by, trying to make things work. And it's infuriating. You can understand why people are in a populist mood to the so-called elite, because you see things like this. It's like, well, why am I following these restrictions when you clearly don't care, but you consider your swamp activity to be more important than people attending a religious service or people keeping a business open or people attending a funeral. And that's what people hear. We've been hearing this for so long. So now that when all these lockdowns are coming back into place, why should people listen to that? Why should they think, oh yeah, this must be the right thing to do? They're not going to. And I think I think they've really eroded public trust in the so-called experts and the so-called, as you said, politicians, not leaders.
Well said. Everything you just said, spot on. And the travesty of the business side of the fence, and that's one of those things that I touch on here on a regular basis. I know you do as well, but I don't think we're hitting it nearly enough. There has been far too many businesses that have been affected negatively by this, and you look at the repercussions, the spider web, if you would, Jared, that goes out from those particular things that happen when we had a restaurant or any kind of a business that gets shut down. Even the space that sits empty after the fact, and now the building owner that now has to go find another tenant, and all these different things that start to happen, and the domino effect, I guess, is maybe what I'm trying to say, Jared. It's just, in my opinion, it's just ridiculous. And not only is it draconian, but isn't it like when you're saying something a moment ago and you were talking about the elites being able to do what they want, I'm just reminded of, isn't that typically what happens in socialism and communism, is the elites get everything they want while everybody else goes without?
That's exactly right. It's some are more equal than others. And, it's sad to see that. In America, I mean, it's so much part of our ethos that you shouldn't simply have to be close to the highest rungs of power to have freedom and to have liberty and to have equal rights in this country. And Americans are looking around. We've been suffering through this since March of this last year.
Right.
We've suffered through lockdowns and shutdowns. And, if people have done what they can to make do with a bad situation, and I think they have, they're being told, essentially, you're going to be punished, you're going to be shut down. But if you have enough power, if you have enough influence in the halls of power, well, you can get yourself a big fat exemption and don't have to suffer any of the consequences of that. And that is really, it's absolutely infuriating. It's something that I think that goes against, I think, the very backbone of what people think of what America should be. And I think that's why it's so absolutely infuriating.
Well said. I'll leave you with that. Jared Stepman, Daily Signal. Thanks, as always. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week, sir.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Craig and Wheat Ridge, hang tight. You got a comment on the same topic, and I've got something else I want to talk about along those lines as well. So hang tight. We'll come right back. Ascent Health Center is up next. Yes, keep your health high. Keep your immune system up. Make sure that you're ready for anything, not just COVID, but the flu, anything coming along. And if you don't feel well, just call Dr. Julie and find out what she can do to help you. Dr. Julie Marchio, 303-343-8800. That's AscentHealthCenter.com.
Changes in your routine shouldn't stop you from achieving your health goals. John Rush recommends Dr. Julie Marchial of Ascent Health Center as your personal weight loss guide, giving you the confidence that you need to see real results. Dr. Julie wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. As she coaches you through the HCG diet program, you will start to see significant weight loss without starving yourself. HCG is a hormone that uses non-essential fat for energy. The homeopathic-based HCG diet teaches your body to burn excess fat first, leaving behind only the fat that your body really needs. Call Ascent Health Center in Lowry or Inglewood now. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Julie to check your BMI and resting calorie burn. Call 303-343-8800 or visit rushtoreason.com to find Dr. Julie now. Get the support you need to achieve the goal that you've been dreaming about.
A good shop, and no matter what, folks, if you've been involved in an accident and the insurance company saying you need to go here, no matter what, the answer is no, you don't. You can go wherever you want to go, and I would recommend a good shop. There's three locations to serve you in the north end of town. Call 720-541-7697 or go to klzradio.com.
All you're looking for is a good shop. You've already been through the extremely unpleasant experience of a collision. Now you're dreading the process of repairing the damage to your vehicle. You just want someone professional and polite who will answer your phone calls and tell you what's going on. It doesn't seem like too much to ask, but somehow it's so hard to find. Well, we at KLZ found a good shop. Al Sturm and his team explain all of the costs, so you know what you're paying for. They help you with your insurance claim. They handle all of your auto body work in-house, so you get your vehicle back faster, and a real person answers the phone every time. Best of all, they'll get your vehicle looking great back to pre-loss condition. Al and his team run a good shop, and that's exactly what you're looking for. Find them now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. Craig, you are up next. What's going on, sir?
Hi, John. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks, sir.
Hey, on this hypocrisy, you know, as I'm driving home from work, I have a Walmart store near my house, and that parking lot is packed. Now, we're not allowing the restaurant owners to be open, even though they, had to go by all the COVID restrictions to make the seating, you know, suitable for the Center for Disease Control. So they went through, you know, jumped through all those hoops and everything to get that ready, and then they shut them down anyhow. But yet we'll let the big box stores stay open, and I can guarantee you, you have as much chance of catching COVID walking through that Walmart right now as you would any restaurant.
Yeah, Craig, none. I mean this, folks. I do mean this sincerely. None of what we're doing makes any sense. We talk about social distance, yet, Craig, you go to the airport, and we've got signs all over the place, 6 feet, 6 feet, 6 feet. You got to wait in line 6 feet apart from one another, check in your bags, get everything else done. All of that is 6 feet until you get on the train. And then everybody is crammed into the train just like it has always been. So, again, Craig, all of these things that we're doing, which in my opinion are nothing more than, you know, feel-good measures for folks, they are not helping whatsoever, not at all.
Well, I know someone that flew from the Netherlands to Denver by way of Dallas-Fort Worth. The flight from the Netherlands to Dallas was nearly empty. The flight from Dallas to Denver was packed. Again,
so tell me how this makes any difference.
Well, again, and then, you know, what really upsets me is that when people like Polis give out this, they had this special legislative session.
Right.
To come up with some money to help these business owners that have been hurt by these closures.
Right.
And it's going to be a paltry amount. It won't help them.
No, it's not going to help at all. It's nothing more than a photo op is what I would call it, Craig. It makes everybody feel a little bit better about themselves, him included. At the end of the day, it's not helping anyone, including the state of Colorado. In fact, I will go as far as to say it's hurting the state of Colorado because that money is money that should be going to other things that we actually need far more in this state than just throwing out a paltry amount to businesses. What they really need is to open back up and have business. That's what they need.
Well, what really insults your intelligence is when they make it sound like they're doing you a big favor. The state's money is not the state's money. The state, where does the state and where does the federal government get their money?
My money and your money.
The taxpayers.
That's right. It's our money, Craig.
Our money, which they're giving us a little bit back in the form of breadcrumbs.
Yep.
And we're supposed to just be doing cartwheels and backflips saying thank you.
I mean, in a lot of cases, these business owners are giving the money back to, really, to your point a moment ago, it's just money they've already spent. It's sort of like how I personally looked at, I'm going to talk about this a little bit later in the show, the PPP program. I sort of looked at it that way. You know, a lot of the businesses that got got the PPP program, a lot of people felt like, well, that was just a big handout. Well, do they all forget that the majority of those businesses pay not only their own taxes, but the taxes of their employees, FICA, and all on down the line we go? All that really was, Craig, was a rebate in some cases for somebody like myself that's been self-employed since I was 22. I just got a little bit of a rebate check after paying taxes all those years.
Yeah.
That's all it
is.
Well,
it's like, you know, when people, again, it's like when you get your tax refund at the end of the year. If you've paid in too much, you get that refund back thinking, wow, look at all this money I got back. Well, that was your money.
It was your money in the first place. Thank you. It's exactly right. There's no rebate there.
It's just that you didn't, you know, manage your deductions properly.
Correct.
So, you know, the government got free use of your money at a 0% interest rate, and then they have to give it back to you because you overpaid.
So Craig, question for you when it comes to back, you know, jumping back to the COVID stuff we were just talking about with Jared and even the hypocrisy that's coming out of our politicians. When does all of this stop? I'm afraid a while back, Craig, I would have thought this would have been done by now. I'm beginning to wonder now, is it ever going to end?
Well, considering the president president-elect, I'm not going to call him my president yet. I'm going to say the president-elect. When he talks about he wants everybody for the first 100 days of his administration to wear masks everywhere, that's not going to open things up at all.
No, it's going to make it worse, actually, I think.
Yeah. I mean, you're just going to keep... And then when we get... I don't know, were you in town when we got these COVID alerts on our phones?
No, I was not.
Yeah, it was the same tone that you get for an Amber Alert. There was
okay.
A Sunday morning when most people are pretty much in a, you know, a chill factor. They're trying to relax or maybe going to church or whatever the case may be. And you've got COVID alerts coming up on your phone, severe risk of COVID in your area.
Okay. And that's supposed to do what? Make everybody stay home?
Well, I guess make you turn around and go back to your house and hide in your basement, I guess. Keeping that fear factor out there.
I'm the point, Craig, and I'm not trying to be calloused against people that have gotten this and have had, you know, bad things happen, and I understand that happens, and I get that, and I just feel like that's a part of life, and I'm not trying to minimize anybody that's been affected adversely by COVID. But, Craig, we can't just hunker down, to your point a moment ago, and hide in a basement because we're worried about what happens in life. If that were the case, you'd stop driving tomorrow.
Well, you know, I'm almost 60, and I've got people in my neighborhood, young people, that as nice as it was all weekend, I'm out and about quite a bit on the weekends
right.
when the weather's
me too.
Nice.
Yeah, me too.
I don't. These people they don't come out of their homes. It seems like all day.
Wow, unbelievable.
I mean, they have everything. Everything's being delivered. The food's being delivered to the front door. The groceries are being delivered to the front door.
And you know what else, Craig, is going on? In the meantime, their immune system is actually being depleted because they're not building up any sort of immunity to what's going on in the outside world. Also.
Yeah. Then you want to talk about okay, we're doing all these restrictions to prevent an overload of our healthcare system and our our emergency rooms. Wait till all of these other side effects of this, like you say, the lack of a resistance, you know, the regular flu.
You have to wonder, even Craig, right now, are we even seeing some of the numbers shoot up nationwide, especially in areas where there's been such hard lockdowns and mask wearing and so on? Are we seeing some of those spikes because of what we just said and the fact that some people's immune system isn't great?
Well, then they're trying to, you know, Fauci himself is saying, you know, because of they discourage you from getting together with, you know, large family groups for Thanksgiving.
Right.
And now they're still out there saying that there could be a spike, that, you know, these could be super spreader events. You know, we're going to see the numbers are going to go way up because of Thanksgiving, because a lot of people got together and traveled anyhow.
Good for them, by
Again,
the way.
Like, yeah. I mean, it just never stops.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't matter what you do, what direction you take. And again, now we're talking about, well, we probably should have had the schools open. We were wrong to have closed down the schools. Now they're admitting that.
Right.
They have flip-flopped so many times.
That's right.
Every time Fauci opens his mouth, I just tune him out.
I agree. Well said. Craig, I'll leave you with that. Well said. You're the man. I appreciate the phone call very much. Up next is Enchanted Kitchens, folks. And again, I cannot stress this enough. A lot of you even experienced this over the holiday, because a lot of you did get together like we just talked about with Craig a moment ago. But if you notice there were things going on in the kitchen that just didn't seem quite right, or you'd like to improve, and a lot of you, by the way, you've been able to put some money aside because through COVID you're not doing other things that you'd normally be doing, and maybe you've got a little extra cash sitting aside where you want to do something when it comes to the upgrade of your kitchen. That's where Enchanted Kitchen comes in. Find them at klzradio.com or 303-376-7588.
The Enchanted Kitchens design team will make your ideas work beautifully. You're ready to move forward with your new kitchen design, but you're already worn out by all of the decisions. You've compared prices, you've collected photos online, but now you need help getting started. Let the Enchanted Kitchens design team take it from here. You could pick out new cabinets and countertops from any home supply store, and someone would probably come to your house one time to measure your space. But the Enchanted Kitchens design team will help you make your ideas work beautifully. That's the difference between trying to handle your own kitchen redesign and hiring the professional team of designers at Enchanted Kitchens. You will have an experienced guide to walk you elegantly through the process. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center. Find them now at klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. There's a meme going around. Joe sent me this, actually. And by the way, I really appreciate Joe, even though he's on the East Coast, still staying in tune with us here in Denver and, you know, throwing me different sources on a regular basis. I do appreciate that very much. There's a meme that was out on one of the liberal Facebook sites called Move On. There's 1,000 comments that came up by most people not being very bright and commenting on this particular meme that says, "Every new COVID positive patient I've spoken with today spent time with friends and family on Thanksgiving or traveled in the last 10 days. Every single one. The cluster is coming from inside the house." Sorry, but much like we just said a moment ago with Craig, you don't have any idea where those infections have come from. They could have come from at the store on the way to grandma's house, could have come from grandma's house, could have come from the plane flight, could have come from the drive, could have come from the ride, could have come from any number of other places, which, by the way, most everybody, even if you've got two or three people in your family, are going to say, yeah, I spent time with family. So this meme saying that every single person they spoke to said they spent time with family, well, I would hope so, by the way. If they didn't, we've got bigger problems as a country. And I just think it's appalling that we've got any kind of elected politicians running around. I hate to call them officials because, man alive, I'm struggling with what to even call these folks. Elected politicians is what I'm going to start call them. Bureaucrats is a better name for them. The reality is anytime they start telling you can't do something, especially with friends and family, we've got problems, and that's what happened through Thanksgiving. So again, we'll talk more about this. We've got Steve Heck joining us here at the top of the hour. He's a businessman, writer, film producer, lived and worked in Guatemala since 1972. We're going to talk about the fight against electoral fraud here in just a minute. So don't go anywhere. We'll come right back. Hour number two is next. If you're listening to our replay hour, thank you very much. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Otherwise, this is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.